This weekend marks 150 years since a small group of gold miners struck it rich up southwest Montana's Alder Gulch. The swarms of people following that strike quickly established Virginia City, Montana's first territorial capital. Virginia City remains remarkably well-preserved today and survives off an annual boom of summer tourists looking to take in the frontier town's history. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce explores how residents keep that history alive in modern times.
At the top of a small gravel knoll just outside Virginia City, there sits this gray stone monument, a roughly carved block with lichen growing around the base. It reads, "On this spot, May 26th, 1863, gold was discovered." Except it probably wasn't discovered at that spot.
It may or may not be. You know, they didn't have GPS units back then.
Virginia City Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Rebecca Ramsey says the strike was likely closer to where we're standing now. A couple hundred yards downstream, more toward the flatter, open mouth of the gulch.
The story goes it was a group of six miners that had traveled out of Bannock.
That's another nearby mining town. Six guys. They set up camp here at this tiny creek. And 150 years ago this Sunday,
The sesquicentennial.
At about 4 p.m., a couple of the guys grabbed their pans, swirling around the rocks and sand until...
Woohoo!
We found some gold!
Woohoo! There's gold in them there hills.
That's a reenactment, although Ramsey thinks we actually did pan up a real gold flake there. Eventually, the miners went back to Bannock to buy supplies, and word got out about the gold.
In not too short of order, there was more than 10,000 people up and down the gulch.
Historians say $90 million was mined in the area over the next 25 years, making it the richest gold strike of its kind in history. The town which sprung up in many ways looks much the same as it did. Residents still travel worn wooden boardwalks between the false fronts of local shops, like Rank's Mercantile.
The oldest continually operated store in Montana.
Owner Tony James. It's a general store to many. Her selection of period clothing does well, too. She says some people find it more comfortable.
You wear jeans today. Back then, you would have worn these frontier pants.
Frontier pants?
Which are much roomier. In the places they need to be roomier to be comfortable.
James runs Rank's Mercantile year-round, but a lot of the businesses up and down Virginia City's Main Street are just waking up after a long hibernation. Jarrett Perkins is washing windows outside a friend's art gallery.
Yeah, season's getting going, and we're just getting everything cleaned up after the winter, getting everything rolling.
The Virginia City Players rehearse for their upcoming summer performances in their theater, built in the late 1800s. And Lisa Morgan is warming up her horses, Pete and Polly, for 4 months of stagecoach tours.
Polly, let's go.
I guess like a lot of people, I sometimes feel I was born 100 years too late.
Holding the reins at the front of the red buggy, her blonde hair is pulled back beneath a white cowboy hat. Her two dogs nestle against her feet.
I remember the first time I visited the area. We came down this very large hill into town. I went, oh my gosh, what is this? And instantly, when you come down off of that hill, you are literally transported 150 years back in time.
The biggest selling point of Virginia City today, the historic state of its architecture and artifacts, ironically, that all comes from the town going bust. Rebecca Ramsey with the Chamber of Commerce says most residents left after the gold rush ran dry. While other towns modernized and built new structures to keep up with the times, Virginia City didn't.
It was back in the 40s. There was a very little population here, and folks were starting to take the buildings down to use for firewood.
And this man, Charlie Bovee, came through.
And couldn't believe, you know, that this town was still here.
So Bovee started buying up as much of the property as he could in Virginia City, Nevada City, preserving the towns to create a new type of economy, an Old West frontier town, a tourist attraction. Ramsey says the local businesses now have this symbiotic relationship with all the history.
Without the history, there wouldn't be a reason for people to stay here and go to the businesses. Without the businesses, there wouldn't be a reason for people to stay and experience the history.
This marriage between old and new, past and present, can be seen all over Virginia City. The gold pan Ramsey used for our reenactment of the 1863 gold strike, well, it would have sounded a lot different back then.
Oh, right. Well, they had metal pans.
She was using a plastic pan. You would have to keep oiling the old metal ones so they wouldn't rust. The rubber-rimmed wheels of Lisa Morgan's stagecoach sound much quieter on the modern pavement than would have the metal or wood-rimmed wheels of the past.
And I'll never admit it, but I have a hydraulic brake.
And 3 years ago, the area finally got a cell phone tower. So while Gay Rosso co-owns the Bale of Hay Saloon, this cool 150-year-old bar,
it nearly made our lives grind to a halt because the tower was down for 2 hours yesterday. I can't believe that.
Rest assured, if a gold strike the size of Alder Gulch was found today, a GPS unit could tell you exactly where to place the memorial. I'm Dan Boyce reporting from Virginia City.